Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Our new book, The Art of Business Wars, features stories and lessons from history's greatest business rivalries, with powerful insights uncovered through hundreds of episodes of Business Wars. Go to Wondery.com/The Art of Business Wars to order your copy now. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, July 6th. You know, everyone loves to feel a little special. That was the goal when the Coca-Cola Company launched its Share a Coke campaign several years back. You remember, bottles were imprinted with first names imploring you to share a Coke with Bob or Susan. For some, it was a little thrill to see their name on a Coke bottle in the store. For those who can never find their name on anything, well, it was just more heartache. Until the company opened up its online personalization tool. Suddenly, the Ezekiels and Marikas of the world could get their names on sugary soda bottles, too. Well, this year, the company opened up its online personalization tool to include phrases. You could imprint your Coke bottles with happy birthday or congratulations messages. You could even ask someone to marry you with a customized Coke bottle. It was sweet, really. Then came the internet. Coke's customization system was prepared to block common profane words and phrases. It also blocked trademark and celebrity names. Type in a prohibited name or phrase, and the system responds, quote, "Oops, looks like the name you requested is not an approved one." Then the message goes on to explain some of the guidelines used for the tool and to give the user a contact for customer service just in case they got it wrong. And get it wrong, they did. The censoring feature was far from comprehensive. For example, you couldn't get a bottle with Black Lives Matter printed on it, but White Lives Matter was A-OK, according to CNN. Transgender was blocked, but Nazi wasn't. To imagine how this played out online, you simply need to think back to a few years ago. Microsoft launched Tay, remember, an AI-powered chatbot that would learn from interactions with other Twitter users? Those Twitter users taught it to be profane, racist, and misogynist in less than a day, forcing Microsoft to shut down the project. Yeah, it was a bit like that. Well, this gaffe is reminiscent of a Pepsi television commercial from a few years back. The ad showed protesters with signs like "Join the Conversation," standing off against police. Then Kendall Jenner, of Kardashian fame, hands a Pepsi to a police officer and the crowd cheers. Critics blasted the ad as trivializing the Black Lives Matter movement. In a response to the customization tool's issues, a Coke representative told CNN that the company is refining the tool so that it is, quote, "only used for its intended purpose." No doubt they're making some changes to the censoring function. For now, those with unusual names can still order their name on a Coke. But the sensor enhancements might make it a little tougher for those trying to quench their thirst for scandal. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written by Gwen Moran and produced by Jessica Yarmuski. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer Beckman and Marsha Louie, created by Hernan Lopez. For Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.